This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, everything is a minor inconvenience. We'll talk about that, get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few. Because right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what's up for today?
Oh, Cheryl, I got it for you. You know, everybody gonna have one, and if somebody has to plan it. But this right here is your funeral arrangements. Your funeral arrangements. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that, you know, these things need to take place. But, you know, some people might want to get it taken care of before they leave here. You know what I'm saying? Before they leave. Like I want my stuff in order. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have, I told y'all before, I'm going to have a funeral rehearsal. That's what I'm going to have.
Like a wedding rehearsal?
Because like, you're not going to show up at my funeral, and I know we wasn't that. You're not going to do that.
You're not going to know. You'll be dead.
That's why you have to have a funeral, so we know how it's supposed to go.
The rehearsal, you mean?
The rehearsal, yes. So, Carla, while we have rehearsal, I'll be laying there, and when I see somebody come up in there, I'll pop up and say, you know damn well we ain't like that, dog. Come on, dog. Dog,
when you pop up, we gonna pop out.
Exactly.
Peace. So, Tom, you get to quit all this crying.
Dog. Quit all that crying. You ain't love me like that. Stop.
Yeah, come on, man.
All right. This is your funeral arrangements. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Miss Diana, please.
She's not in at the moment. I'll take a message, please.
My name is John. John, I'm actually the funeral director here at funeral home. Miss Diane came in earlier today and tried to get the arrangements set. First of all, I want to say my condolences to you all and your entire family for what you're going through. She filled out some paperwork here, and I wanted to make sure I got everything actually correct. I'm a little not sure on what she wants on the actual tombstone. I don't know if she wants Rob or Robert. Are you one of the members that may be able to tell me exactly what she would want on the tombstone?
I'm Robert. What's this all about? She came here this morning. What you talking about?
Okay, hold on a second, sir. You're who?
I am Robert. Robert, that's me.
Okay, and is there senior or?
Well, Junior's just a child. I'm Robin Senior. That's who I am. Junior's a child. Okay. Neither one of us did. We're healthy.
Okay. Hang on. Oh, my God. All right. I don't. Okay. Hang on a second, sir. Miss Diane is your wife?
Yes, Diane is my wife. You sure you got the right Diane? You sure?
She came in this morning, maybe 5'5", salt and pepper hair, shoulder length, maybe a medium brown complexion.
What kind of car she was driving? Did you see the car? You can see the car or something?
It seemed like it was a Camry, I think?
Yeah, that's her. What happened? Tell me what happened this morning. She came in and said what to you?
She came in and said, Mr. Why don't I call back when Miss Diane is there and we can...
Don't call back. You know, tell me that. Right now. I need to know what the is going on. You, my wife, want to tell me she want to have a funeral for me? And you want to tell me you want to call me? Let me know. Tell me now.
Sir, all I know is Miss Diane came in, the paperwork was a little... I was just coming, reevaluating what was written here. It wasn't right. I mean, she came in, she picked out the casket. She did everything that she was supposed to.
Casket, bro. Bro, this right here, bro, I don't understand. I don't really understand what's going on, but I'm going to find out later on.
Sir, I don't understand. I've never been in a I've never been in a situation like this, okay? So
you about to get in a situation.
Maybe I need to call back when Miss Diane gets there,
man,
okay?
I said I need to talk to you now. She get here at 6 o'clock. Don't worry about that. Where you at? Anyway, what's your name again? Where you at?
I'm John, sir. I'm the funeral home director. I'm sorry?
John, you might be making some funeral arrangements for her, too. I might need to switch names and put her name on there.
Okay, sir.
But guess what? 6 o'clock.
Sir.
6 o'clock.
Sir,
you gonna be
sir,
there?
Sir, a funeral is a very serious thing, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
so serious, bro. Look, my wife is coming. She trying to marry me. Me. I'm Rob. What name you got on the paper? Rob.
Yeah,
right?
It's Rob or Robert, whichever one. I don't know.
We ain't even been beefing. You know what I'm saying? We didn't even argue. We had a little light argument last week by a little light bill, some little like that. But you gonna have a funeral for me?
Okay.
Man, this don't make no sense. I tell you like this, they got the right now. You got the right one. I tell you, man, I'm not around. Watch.
Since I have you on the phone, can I ask you what? Is it all right if I ask you something, sir?
Man, what the you want to ask me, bruh?
I mean, since it is your funeral, would you like the light blue lining or the white lining inside?
Oh, come on, cast? You play with me, right? Now you trying me. Now, if I come down there and swing on your you won't like it. There's going to be two funerals. You and her. Keep on, man. You're going to pick your own lining.
Oh.
Man, I'm out here brushing my right here. 12-hour shift. All I said, I'll cut a little bit of life off around here, gonna keep the bill out. But you would say, oh, around here, oh,
sir,
oh,
sir. Hello, sir.
But these lights on, a funeral? Come on, man. Boy, I swear to God, this
okay, can I tell you what else your wife told me when she was here?
What? What else she told you? Yeah, I need to know. Anyway, I need to know. Tell me. Go ahead, tell her.
Well, she told me to tell you exactly who I was.
What? Who is you?
I'm sorry?
Who are you,
sir?
You're the funeral director.
I'm not John from the funeral home.
You better tell me you nobody else. Not none of you talking about the funeral. Who this is?
This right here is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife Diane got me to prank phone call you. Hello, Mr.
Y'all ain't. I swear, y'all ain't. Tommy, boy, y'all play too much, man. Y'all need to stop playing on people's phones, man.
Oh, for real, man.
Y'all need to cut this out. Tell that Steve, I say, hey, man, look here, bro. Big Daddy need a suit, man. Sam 58. I need all that. Need all that shoes, sock, hat, all that.
All right, man. Hat. Hey, let me ask you, Mr. Lim, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Nah.
Come on, y'all. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give the drama some. Give the prank a some.
Play too much. Play too much. Play
way too much. I'm gonna play hard, though. Buffalo, New York, the nephew coming to town. You already know the tickets on sale. I am going to play as stupid as I can. Nephew Tommy and friends, it's my house party comedy jam. You don't want to miss it at the Shea Performing Arts Center. Did you hear me? I said the Shea Performing Arts Center. Laying in the cut is Nephew Tommy, Augusta, Georgia. It's Friday, September the 6th at the Miller Theater. The Miller Theater, and tickets are on sale right now. What's Laying in the Cut? October 20th. That is Saturday, October 26th. Lafayette, Louisiana at the Hyman Center. Nephew Tommy and friends coming your way. Tickets on sale right now. That's a BMT production. Them my boys. Them my Texas boys out of Beaumont. BMT production. Tickets are on sale right now. What y'all think about that? All right?
Okay, all right.
All minds clear.
I'm not mad at Beaumont. That Golden Triangle's good people down there.
Come on. All right.
My favorite, I just like saying Winnie.
Winnie. All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is everything is a minor inconvenience. Everything. We'll get into it, find out what it's all about right after this. actually enjoys shaving their legs. Yeah, I thought so. Well, Nair has leveled up. They've got new sensational shower and body creams, and they smell amazing. I use a Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream. I love it, and it's so easy. Nair's new sensational hair removal creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.